On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg will reach a high of 20 degrees this afternoon, Pretoria 23 and eMalahleni 20 degrees. The South African Police Service Family Violence, Child Protection and Sexual Offences Units have arrested 2,320 suspects nationwide for rape, sexual assault and abduction. The Western Cape recorded the highest arrests, followed by Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal. Police spokesperson Amanda van Wyk confirmed the arrest of a 36-year-old Kwadukuza suspect linked to rape and robbery cases dating back to 2013.
There are currently 176 FCS units across the country, supported by serial and electronic crime investigation units at both national and provincial levels. These recent successes underscore the SAPS's unwavering dedication and commitment to safeguarding women, children and other vulnerable groups within our communities.
Meanwhile, Trade Union Federation COSATU says the government's decision to designate 79 sexual offences courts across all provinces is a major step in tackling gender-based violence and improving conviction rates. It says these specialised courts will provide justice for victims, including women, children and vulnerable groups. COSATU's Matthew Parks urges the National Treasury to ensure the courts are properly funded and equipped with trained staff and safe spaces to protect victims from intimidation during proceedings.
This will bring positive comfort to millions of girls and boys, women, the elderly, people with disabilities and other vulnerable persons who have been the victims of this cancer of abuse and violence. It will allow for the development of specialized magistrates and prosecutors to boost woefully low prosecution and conviction rates as well as sentencing periods.
The South African Revenue Service welcomes the dismissal by the High Court in Pretoria of former Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa head Lucky Montana's appeal against his sequestration. SARS says the ruling handed down yesterday reinforces its commitment to enforcing tax compliance and ensuring that those who ignore their obligations face consequences. Commissioner Edward Kieswetter added that SARS respects taxpayers' rights while upholding the law and supporting honest compliance. The National Prosecuting Authority in KwaZulu-Natal has launched a province-wide anti-bullying ambassador program. The initiative was launched in Durban yesterday. The NPA says it aims to empower learners against bullying, foster a culture of safety and inclusion, and peer-led support in schools.
There would be a monitoring mechanism within each school, the number of cases that are reported, and how we take these cases forward in terms of after they are reported. All you're doing right now is you're building faith amongst learners that somebody is listening. And that's the important part, is that learners need to feel safe knowing that I have been bullied, somebody is listening to me, and the perpetrators brought to book.
And vast crowds gathered in Western Kenya earlier today to see the body of a beloved politician, Raila Odinga, for the biggest day of mourning ceremonies that have already claimed at least five lives this week. The 80-year-old Odinga died from a suspected heart attack in India earlier this week, triggering a huge outpouring of grief across the country. Many feared that today's ceremony could turn deadly after the violence at memorials in Nairobi this week. I'm Elsa Esterhuizen. View these and other stories at jacarandafm.com. I'm back with your next news bulletin at 11.